quiet.
Tommy T. What's up, guys? This is your host, Chandler T, and this is episode 2 of the Game Avid Podcast. I'm followed by Ryan H.
Harold.
And Ben P.
Ben S.
Ben S.
I forgot to bring that up there, by the way. I forgot the first podcast is Ben S.
Yes. Okay, well, we're off to a good start.
Really? And quickly to cover a mistake in last episode, Daggerfall is, in fact, a different game. There we go. Just walk to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the Game Avid show, so. Yes.
Troll face.
Professionalism at its best.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, really.
Really? Okay. Well, let's jump right into this. So, Ryan, what games have you been playing this past week?
Oh, God. Just too many to count. Chanelise. Fiesta, Killing Floor, Counter-Strike, all the Left 4 Dead, and I'm not going to talk about Medieval 2. I'm just screw that game. Resident Evil 5, Rome Total, Team Fortress 2, and Terraria, and Private Server WoW, because I just don't want to pay, because I'm lazy.
Jesus.
Good.
Well, you've obviously been busy.
He has been busy by the sounds of things. I haven't. Depressed now.
Depressing, so...
I mean, with that repertoire...
Explain your busy week, Ben.
Well, I've been playing Bad Company 2.
Good game.
Which has always been fun. Sniping. Because I haven't played it for a while, though. So, yeah, that's been interesting. I've been playing Terraria with Ryan here.
And we need to continue that.
We do need to continue that. We forgot to put the videos up of that as well. We didn't record any of it. Need to start recording.
I'll start too. Yeah, anyways.
I've also been playing Chantelise. Because that's a single player game.
Best game
I'm
ever.
Currently playing Neverwinter Nights. And I have also been playing
Rusty Hearts.
Rusty Hearts. I love that game.
God, I can't even play it.
It's close beta key.
It's because you forgot every single password you've ever possibly made, Ryan.
He might be IP blocked. That's the main problem.
ID blocked.
Yeah, IP blocked. Because
IP blocked. Well, maybe they're doing themselves a favor, blocking Ryan.
But I've been playing
Internet, you don't miss.
Again, I haven't been recording. I should record that as well. But other than that, it's a brilliant, fun game. So much action. It's literally what I was hoping it would be, but better.
All right, Chandy, your
cool,
turn.
Cool. Okay. Chandy. Okay. Yes, I've been
that
playing.
Brilliant.
Chandy.
Chandy. That's what you guys can call me from now on. Well, I've been playing Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, like Ryan has. Medieval 2 Total War. Been playing the Grand Campaign mod, the Kingdoms Grand Campaign mod, but which Ryan has not had a. Very fun experience playing so far.
I hate Crusaders. I hate Turks. I hate everyone in the game except for Russia and France and Spain.
They're your only
friends.
Because they
were allied to him, and France are going to kill him. France are useless.
Yeah, France sucks. No offense to any French people, but your country sucks in that game.
And you always lose. You lost a lot of things already before, so it makes sense to be historically correct in other things, like in games.
Dude, you're English. French people will gang up on you.
But
I mean,
we
French
English
people, hate English people.
Exactly, but the English people gang up on the French, and I have to note who won.
Oh yeah.
Actually, no. France did beat the English. The Hundred Years'
Shut
War.
Shut up.
Hundred Years' War. It took them over 100 years, but they actually did it. So
that's a.
Okay. Anyways.
There's some things that are not meant to be known.
They have in American history books, dude.
Shut up.
Okay, and I'm playing the Lord of the Rings Online.
Oh. I'm offending everyone now.
I'm playing the Lord of the Rings Online. I jumped into Homefront a little bit, played it for about a half hour, and I turned it off. But I think that's pretty much it. Yes, that's what I've been playing. So
that,
wow.
That's nothing.
It is nothing. It is nothing.
Shit.
Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
Yes, I appreciate it. Okay, moving on. Let's jump into the latest gaming news, shall we? Yes.
THQ closes studios.
Sucks. Yeah. So the video game publisher THQ closed three studios this week. Their statement as to why they're closing them is they want to shift away from licensed kid games and movie-based properties. The three studios they closed was Blue Tongue Studios, Rainbow Studios, and THQ Australia Studios.
I feel bad for you Aussies, even though THQ is not much of a good company anyways, but still.
Okay.
Rainbow Studios.
The only THQ game I've ever played is probably Homefront. I don't think I own any THQ games.
I haven't played any except for Homefront.
THQ games? Wrestling games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't those were the
likes
days.
Wrestling, though? Who likes those wrestling?
No. I don't know.
Especially,
it's all
especially those
now.
WWE wrestling when we know it's fake.
Yep. Not like it used to be.
Well, for the Madden NFL fans, the Madden NFL 2012 demo went live this week. You can download it for free on the PSN and Xbox Live Market, or whatever you call that. The demo features the Chicago Bears against the Green Bay Packers. It's a rematch of the 2011 NFC Championship game and includes 5-minute quarters, 4 difficulty levels, and the option of using conventional or game flow play calling.
I have no idea what the hell you just said.
I don't think
me and Ben actually care, because football's not very popular in our countries.
Yeah, even here where we do have like schools play it, but barely anything happens. It's pretty boring.
We're a
rugby.
Soccer, rugby, and baseball country. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Rugby's awesome.
Rugby's great. But now, saying that, we've now offended the Americans, offended the French. We're going to go for the whole country of the world and everything like that today.
Whole country of the world.
Whole country of the world, because I'm tired.
Because you're very educated.
I am very educated. The whole country of the world, as we call Earth.
Okay.
And that's the whole country
deep.
Of Mars.
That's very
and
deep.
The whole country of Venus.
On that note,
let's keep going.
Yes.
Ignore me now.
Walmart dropped the if you haven't known, the Nintendo's dropping the 3DS price by $80, but Walmart dropped it early. They dropped it to $169.99 Friday, August 12th, which was 2 days ago. So, if you're looking to buy a new 3DS with the price drop, you can pick it up now early. So,
saying that, it's for mercenaries, Resident Evil mercenaries.
Well, if you think about this, it's before the price drop, so you're getting before the price drop happens. Nintendo's offering those all those free games for the current owners.
Yeah. So the 20 games are like 10 NES classics and 10 Game Boy Advance.
Whoa!
And this is supposed to happen before the price drop. So if you buy this at Walmart now, you can get the price dropped 3DS, including the 20 free games. So
wrong.
This is
wrong.
What?
The next topic I find very offensive.
Well, we haven't finished here yet.
I know.
Friday, August 12th is already gone. So pretty much, if you are listening to this, you have already lost your chance.
Well, yes.
Quite a bad drop. So don't bother listening to us. We're wrong again. Saying that, the Vita is apparently delayed and they're going to give out to Europe. They say the rumors are around this year. However, it could just be a cover-up, and they're actually going to try and drop the price further to combat the 3DS. So, could be a bit of fun.
Yes. Okay. Even though I'll probably never own a 3DS, so.
Go to hell.
I'm going for the Vita.
I'll own a Vita for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Vita
doesn't have Resident Evil Mercenaries.
I can just drive a download a simulator from a PC. Like I did for my DS. Anyways, Kingdom Hearts 3D was announced for the 3DS. It's going to be released in 2012, and you'll be able to see the game at the upcoming Tokyo Game Show.
So, I would like Bew and Chandler to please look at the overlay and look how you spell Tokyo.
I know, I'm quite offended by that myself. I was kind of thinking, how could you
T-O-K-E-Y-O. Tokyo. Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Well, I use Notepad, so there's no spell check. So,
It takes common sense to know how to spell Tokyo. It's the capital of Japan.
In fact, if you look at the Madden one, it says Hikago. And if you look at the blue, for the THQ one, it says blue, whatever it is. And Australia is spelled wrong.
How do you spell
it? No, it's not. It's not capitalized. Never mind. But
is American education that bad?
It is.
Oh, my typing's that bad. Okay.
Can I reflect on
anyways. Instead of making fun of me, let's...
Brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
We do that at least once every single episode.
We have to. It's a natural course of events that has to happen on this podcast. It keeps us entertained and it will keep Chandler in his place.
I don't know what that
place is. That's above us currently. So I'm going to be confused.
I'm muting you now. I'm muting you.
This Brilliant. Place is in the kitchen.
Yes.
Okay.
With that picture, definitely.
Modern Warfare 3, Defiance was announced for the DS, not the 3DS for some reason. Does anybody even play Call of Duty on their DS?
There's a Call of Duty on the DS?
Yeah. It's not even coming out for the new 3DS. It's coming out for the DS.
I didn't even know there was Call of Duty on the DS.
Yeah.
I don't understand. How would that work? I mean, you've obviously got touchscreen, but
that shooters on touchscreen
really it's different. It's not the same Call of Duty as you play on your consoles. Like, it's a completely different campaign. Multiplayer is like only six player matches or something like that. It's pretty stupid.
It's not even worth your money.
Don't buy this. but it's being developed by. If for some reason you were a fan of the previous Call of Duty DS titles, it's being developed by the same game company, so.
I didn't even know there was, seriously.
In space.
That sounds bad.
They sound awesome. Okay. The PSN firmware update 3.70
has just been detailed.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about that next. But, so... Ben, you said you wanted to talk about the new firmware update for the PlayStation 3?
Well,
so what is this?
The new firmware update is quite interesting. It's already come out. It's already available to be downloaded. Obviously, you have to download it for the PS3, or else your online does not work.
Yeah.
Basically, you can now take 3D playback of Blu-ray Java content. So we can now have 3D Blu-ray on there. So it's going to be perfect. You can record it. Pretty interesting. You can now have files for 3D photos.
Wait, how would you... Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Children total... Oh, shit. Sorry.
So you can have multi-angle photos in the photo gallery of the PS3 itself. And the PlayStation Store has a recommended feature area added, so you can have your own little message added to it so your friends can see it and so they can choose a game that can be played with you, perhaps. It's quite good fun.
That's cool.
And the TV section has been sorted out as well.
What was that?
So we had all these video services. Yeah, we all had these sort of video services and that, and it's now kind of merged together with the video and TV.
Oh, okay.
So all the content's now there in one place. So we have like the BBC iPlayer here in the UK. We can actually put that on the PS3. It's automatic. ITV on there. We've got all sorts of things on there. But the main one is the PlayStation Plus members. I'm not a member, which is depressing enough. But these two features allow automatic syncing to the PlayStation Network for your trophies, achievements, as well as automatic upload of games to the online storage. So your game saves will be there in case you lose your data. And syncing That's of nice. Trophy information will occur automatically in the automatic download settings.
Speaking of PlayStation Plus, who is a PlayStation Plus member? I don't know that many people who actually are.
I have a friend who's at work who is one.
So, one person we know.
One person.
Has PSN Plus.
Not many people I know even use PlayStation.
He's quite happy with that, though, because he's been able to get Assassin's Creed 1, 2, and 3 in quite a nice bargain.
Huh?
Was it Siphon Filler? No, I can't remember. He's got all sorts.
Did he digitally buy it?
Yeah, digitally buying it. Because obviously with PlayStation Plus, you get cheaper bargains on certain stuff.
Oh, that's cool. And you do get early access to demos and betas, but eventually everybody gets it, so.
Which is quite annoying.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's great.
They do. It's a good feature if you do it, because the cost is much better than, say, what that EA were doing last time.
No, me not like EA.
Yeah, the season ticket thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus, I didn't like that.
So. Okay, moving
Next
on.
Next thing, please. This take too long. Me not like.
Moving on. A little off topic there. Assassin's Creed Revelations beta is exclusively coming to the PSN. Early. I believe it's a week earlier than the Xbox and PC gets it, so that's pretty cool. What this is it'll begin on September 3rd for PlayStation Plus subscribers and Uplay members. They'll be able to download it for free on the via the PSN network. Gamers will have access to 9 characters: the Sentinel, the Vanguard, the Guardian, the Vizier, the Thespian, the Deacon, the Bombardier, the Bombardier. I don't know. Let's go with it. The
Your
Trickster,
English sucks.
The Trickster and the Champion. You'll be able to play 3 different maps: Knight's Hospital, Antioch, and Constantinople, and 4 modes: Wanted, Manhunt, Deathmatch, and Artifact Assault. Do any of you play Brotherhood online?
Yes, I do.
Were those 4 game modes included in that game, or any of these new?
I don't think I've ever seen
Artifact.
I don't recognize that. I recognize Once in a Manhunt.
I've never seen Deathmatch and Artifact.
Yeah.
Assault.
So that may be
actually
new.
Wait. There is a Treasure one, and that could be the Artifact Assault one. Just
could be like a spin-off. Yeah.
And okay. Deathmatch is probably obviously a free-for-all.
Yeah. That would actually be kind of fun.
But I don't know why, because you got Wanted, which is usually a free-for-all anyway.
Nobody ever goes.
I mean, you've got Team Wanted.
Yeah. Nobody ever does what you're supposed to do, because it's kind of boring just walking around for a half hour to find your target.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
everyone just runs. Yeah. I hid and then I've got points because they killed the wrong person.
And even if you do hide, you eventually get found because the little
that bar.
Bar fills up. That's what I don't like online. Stupid. Okay. Anyways, the beta will run through September 11th. Actually, I'm wrong when it says the beta is coming to Xbox a week later. There is no word on when the beta will come to the Xbox 360. So, as of now, it's a PlayStation 3 exclusive beta.
Take that,
Microsoft.
Hey, I like Halo.
That's the only game on Xbox that's actually good.
I like Halo, actually.
Left 4 Dead. No, you can get it on a PC.
We play it on the PC.
I know, but I'm just saying. Let's use console wars, this type of thing.
Xbox loses every time.
Yeah, that's true. They still have some really
price.
Good games.
Except in price. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I am pretty much milking it now for these console people. Buy the cheaper stuff.
So we just lost all the US listeners, all the... What was the other country you insulted, Ben?
France.
France. We lost all the French listeners, and now we lost the
no,
Xbox 360 listeners.
Else too. I just saw when it was.
Yeah. We probably lost the Japanese people for spelling Tokyo wrong.
Chandler, I thought you know this. There we go.
Thank you.
We got him back now.
Okay.
Oh, good. What did you say?
Translate that later. I'll translate that later.
How?
Okay.
He's gonna focus. I don't know.
I'll sound it out. That's what I learned in English in high school.
That's
okay.
Terrible.
Okay. Gamefly Unlimited PC Play was just announced. What this is they're trying to basically take on Steam with their downloaded client. And
No work.
I think this is actually really interesting. What it is you download a client from their website. Once you download it, you can if you're a current subscriber, you can just log in, or if you're not, you can sign up for a subscription, which is about I don't recall it off the top of my head, but I think it's around 17 US dollars. So, if you're a current subscriber, you'll be able to play any PC game you want for free, and you'll be able to have it as long as you want, as long as you are a paying subscriber.
How much is a subscription?
I believe it's $17 a month, but don't.
Ooh, but that's don't go that. How is that gonna help the developers? Like, is it gonna be like $7 per subscriber?
I'm not sure, but they said they do have quite a few game developers and game publishers on their side for this. So,
I think we discussed this though, but the developers are actually not going to get as much money as when they're selling the
copy. I believe they sell the rights to put the game onto, like, over to GameFly, so they'd be selling it'd probably be like a pretty hefty price to be able to put the game on their store. And so what GameFly does is they probably pay the developer to place their game on their store, and then GameFly gets that money back through their subscribers.
Oh, well, there we go, man.
That might be how it works. I don't know.
But still, the developers are still losing, in my opinion.
Yeah, but any subscribers are winning. We're getting... Yeah. I'd say the average price of a big, like a top-notch AAA title is probably $40 to $60 in the PC. So saying that, you're getting... You can be saving a lot of money each month, especially this fall with all the new games coming out. Basically, you can save a crap load of money with using the service.
Yeah, except once again, the developers are not going to win, except just subscribers. Feel bad. Some developers
if they have popular games on it, I might look into it. But
watch them have those like crappy games, like that one. I forgot what it was though. It was another did the same thing. I forgot the name of it, but they had all these shit games and a really high subscription rate. So I'm just wondering if GameFly will be like that too.
I'm sure. Oh, are you thinking of OnLive?
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
Yes.
That place sucked.
it's an interesting concept though, where you don't have to have any hardware to play your games. It's pretty cool.
But if you live in the UK or the US or countries that big, it's worthless because the download speed and all that, the crappy internet.
It takes ages for me. Usually the server's only like two places, and I'm pretty much closer to the London one because I'm 35 miles north, I think. Or is it south? I don't know. I'm trying to cover myself up here so people don't know where I live. They do now. Damn it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Okay, so if you live in the USA or UK, you're screwed with the GameFly thing.
Okay. Anyways, the last bit of news that we have here is the July's NPD charts show the worst month for the game industry since 2006. And NPD charts show the worst month. Why did I just repeat that? It was supposed to say there was a 29% decrease in sales from the previous month. I don't know why I wrote that twice.
Well, do you know why? Because there was very many big games coming out this month.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
That's the main problem.
Yeah,
it's not really much of a statistic because there's nothing out.
That will definitely rebound in September and October. Basically September through the holiday season.
Yeah, November would be perfect.
Yes, with Call of Duty, I guess, especially. Mm. So it might likely break sales records once again.
And then you got Assassin's Creed.
Skyrim.
Battlefield.
And other games, like War in the North.
Oh. Yeah. You also got Uncharted, which is one of the most popular PSN exclusive
games. I liked that game. It was fun.
Yeah, I played them both.
Anyways.
In September, you got like Dead Island and all that lot.
Ooh, Dead Island. That looks like Dead Rising and Left 4 Dead mixed together. which is something I like.
Very nice.
Guild Wars 2 in December. They're guessing...
They gave a release date for that?
No, but they're guessing the 31st. I don't know why.
What? 31st why would it come out after Christmas? That makes...
November. Oh. I don't know. New Year's sale.
So it's for those people that are really bad at planning and get their kids or... girlfriend a quick gift.
A quick gift a bit late. Yeah,
here's your Christmas present 5 days late. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. It could be a new Year's Eve gift. I don't know,
5 days late. Well, at least six even. good math.
Six. Oh. Okay, I am not on it today. I'm on it. Moving on to the featured topics. This week we have three. I added one at the last moment because of a news article that popped up on IGN.com. I thought it was pretty interesting, but we'll get to that later. Our first topic is EA leaving Steam for Origin. All their big title games, save for a few, have left Steam and have been added to the Origin, their own client called Origin, which is basically a ripoff of Steam, because EA wants money.
It's not gonna work.
I
need to see what games are actually being removed. Actually, I haven't checked, but it won't work.
It's the majority.
Steam is too big.
Yeah.
Steam is already a monopoly on the market.
Yeah. Plus, EA just moved. EA just screwed up. Let's just say that. Because yeah. No one's gonna use Origin.
But if this actually works though, and they get a decent amount of profit, this might be what we see in the future. All the game companies like Activision with Call of Duty, they might leave Steam and make their own little client just so they can get a little bit of extra money.
So they have removed a few things. I can't find Galaxies on there anymore.
Yeah, Battlefield 3 isn't gonna be on it. So.
Yeah, man, this is no good.
I still found Jedi Academy though. And I'm thinking.
Woo! Well, I already have that, so you know it doesn't matter.
Then again, I just remember that ain't an EA game.
But would they? Oh, never mind. That's a stupid idea.
Okay.
So, that featured topic lasted a long time.
Well, of course it did.
No one cares, because everyone knows you're going to fail, so, you know.
Everyone knows that Steam is pretty much too strong already.
Steam is
Origin.
Dominant.
Well, I have Origin. I have Origin, because I was in the Battlefield 3 beta, and yeah. I don't
You've
really
got
like
to have it. That's probably the way to do it. You make certain games basically have Origin instead of Steam.
Yeah.
And
it's exactly the same thing as Steam, though. It's just basically a different layout, like the client. It's exactly the same.
Except Steam is famous, more famous.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Steam. It's the only advantage Steam has is popularity.
Yeah. A lot of popularity.
Okay.
And basically, most of the games on Steam are far better, like Half-Life,
yes, Portal. Yes. Very,
and Portal
very
2.
Well, those are Valve exclusive games, though. So.
Exactly,
so
those games are better.
But if you take a look at this, this is how Steam started, with the Valve exclusive games, and expanded to other third-party developer games. So, do you think this might happen for Origin, for EA? They're starting off with their own exclusively published games. Maybe they might open it up to different developers in the future.
The thing is, Valve has good games, and EA has mostly shit games.
Mm. And let's just say this.
Well, that's debatable.
They're copying what Steam did. They don't stand a chance, because Steam's already pretty much, as we said, dominated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no way they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's just go. Right. No one likes a moment of silence.
Okay. On to our next topic. The Minecraft creator was sued.
I was very disappointed in this.
Why was he sued?
Because the company that he works with, Mojang, is making a game called Scrolls. Literally just Scrolls, even though that's a shitty name. But anyways, these two companies got pissed off because, you know, they use their games. I mean, they use Scrolls as their title, so they think it's copyright and all that shit. It was the people that made Elder Scrolls, except no one calls them Elder Scrolls. They call them Oblivion or something like that.
Skyrim.
I call them the Elder Scrolls. Depends on what games it is, yeah, but
oh,
I
wait,
still call
wait,
them
Wait, how does this tie into the Minecraft creator, though, if he sued over Elder Scrolls? What?
Because he works with Mojang.
He works with
Mojang. And, you know, that's going to destroy him.
Wait, he's working for the company that's getting sued.
Well, he doesn't work for it. He just works with...
And this company, this company is getting sued for calling their game Scrolls. So.
Yeah, that's a really bad name. But yeah.
What is it? What is Scrolls though? Is this a RPG?
I don't know.
What the heck is it?
I don't know. Or care, to be honest.
I don't understand what is Scrolls. I need to know what it is.
It's a game that you can buy on PC.
Is it out?
It's probably not going to be fun.
I'm gonna search it right now.
But the same incident happened before when Minecraft first came out. He wasn't really sued, he was more like arrested because he had a massive influx of money coming in out of nowhere.
Wait, why?
You know what I mean?
Why would he
because,
be
that? Because, yeah, but you have to think about it, these bank account people, or the people at the banks, they're going to go, why have you got a lot of money rushing in when you have nothing like that before?
Same as a withdrawal, you can only withdraw so much money or else.
people would
the government
people
look into it.
People didn't believe he was gaining that much money from a game. And he was in fact gaining so much out of it because of Minecraft is so popular.
Minecraft is probably a really good game.
It so, might yeah, not be I, as popular. I don't know if it's still popular as it was when it came out, but
because those really big YouTube channels are like so YouTube gaming channels still play this.
Is Minecraft even out yet? Because isn't the current Minecraft edition just in beta stage and it's like
yeah,
supposed
still
to come
beta.
Out later?
Yeah.
But the way it's going, it's never going to go out.
It's never going to, because he's starting developing the game for like every single different system ever created. I mean,
he just waits till mods comes out so he can copy them. Like the
which is quite funny.
Like the what was it was the that one pushing mod? I forgot what it's called.
The piston mod.
Piston mod. That came out by Alpha, and then he copied it like recently.
Well, I found out what Scrolls is. Yeah. Scrolls is a new card video game by the Minecraft creator. Scrolls features the fun of collectible card games with the strategy element of board games as players placement of that's very poorly written. Okay, anyways, placement. I have nothing to say because I'm a terrible writer too. Anyways, as players placement of units, buildings, and siege. Well, what? No, I said it's very poorly written.
Well, basically, the gist of it is...
It's an interactive card game where there's units, buildings, and siege weapons on a game board that are vital to victory. Scrolls also offers a strong meta-game strategy aspect, as players will assemble their collection of scrolls prior to entering battle mode. Spells, units, equipment, and resources must be managed just right to be successful.
This has no appeal to me.
However,
not at all.
And because of that, it has nothing related to the Elder Scrolls series.
Yeah.
I don't understand how a person can get sued over an individual word.
Scrolls
instead of Elder Scrolls. There's nothing you can do about that. There's no case whatsoever. It just seems to me these people just want money.
And the worst thing is
it's an
indie
lose.
Company. It's has, an indie
yeah.
company.
Yeah.
Why would you sue an indie company?
I don't understand the title either. One, the title's terrible, and two, the title ties into nothing about what the game is about. It's a card game.
Yeah. I know.
Exactly.
Even though it's a crappy game and it's an indie company, if you sue an indie company, that's really low.
Mm-hmm. It just shows how low they've gotten to get their money.
Yeah,
have to hope that Skyrim.
I mean, they're more than kind of an
goods.
Indie game company now, since I mean they are, but they're so big now because right here it says Minecraft. Has sold over 1.4 million copies and has over 4.5 million current users.
Yeah, indie games these days have been doing a lot better. Like Limbo, all these really good indie games have come out.
That's all thanks to the help of Steam.
Yeah.
Bring that into the first topic.
Which is why Steam is better.
How is this possible? If they've sold 1.4 million copies, how do they have over 4.5 million users?
You can register.
It's called registering.
Like sharing the game, or what do you mean?
Yeah,
they just registered.
Oh.
I mean, I registered to it, and I didn't have the game for about 2 months before.
Oh, I see.
And also, you can get it illegal, but I think you can still use your...
It's like private servers and stuff.
There's also Minecraft Classic.
Private server. There's an unregistered copy, torrented.
Yeah, there's also a free version. No, there's no torrent copy. We're just going to cover this quickly. No one here has torrented it. I paid for my copy.
For my copy, yeah. I paid it when it was still in alpha, so.
Yeah. Ooh. I paid mine when it was in beta, so. Yeah. But saying
alpha
missile.
Really buggy.
Isn't there, like, Minecraft Classic as well, which is the free one?
Yeah, that game sucks.
Yeah, but there you go. Some people registered and they can play that.
I've seen Minecraft on iPhones. Was that actually the full game, or what is that? Have you guys ever checked that out?
No.
There's Minecraft on the App Store, but.
There's Minecraft on the Kinect.
That is true. It's on the Kinect. That is.
It doesn't make sense though.
You use your hand to do it.
I'm too lazy.
You can actually make a picture of yourself out of blocks on Minecraft.
People have done some pretty interesting things with Minecraft. I know that's one group of people. They're currently working on building the entire Lord of the Rings Middle Earth.
Oh yeah, with Jesse Cox and the RPG makers.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Video. Yeah. I mean, everything about it is amazing. I mean, there's also the Starship Enterprise one. They've made that.
They should better hope
that none of their stuff disappears after the actual game launches in like 2 years.
It won't, because it's saved to your computer.
Oh, okay. See, I've never played Minecraft, so I had no idea how this works.
See, there's loads of stuff that it can do.
You don't have to be like an architectural genius. You can just survive. That's basically what Minecraft is about. Surviving and building.
If you want to be an architect, if you want to be involved in that sort of stuff, you can even make music out of the music boxes. If you want to be involved in that sort of thing, you basically put in your settings onto peaceful and nothing will attack you. And you can just build away.
Except peaceful's for pussies. People
that's if you want to build build amazing things, which people start gawking at, which we've just been discussing.
If you're anything higher, creepers will just destroy it. So, you know. And then you'll rage, and then you'll destroy your computer, and then you'll become a homeless guy living in the streets because you're so mad. True story. True story. Not really.
Yeah.
Was that you one day, Ryan? Was that you?
Yeah, no.
In fact, you just rage because you're a homeless person in Minecraft instead because your home's been burnt by a creeper. That's mainly the thing.
Yeah, I hate creepers so much.
They are annoying. I remember the last time they killed my dog.
But they're the only way you can get TNT.
A pet wolf died. I was like, no, my wolf!
I know. I was looking everywhere for an entire pack of wolves. When I finally got it, three creepers came out of nowhere and just killed them all.
My first wolf died. I literally had to have three wolves in my house guarding it. It's like a 3-4 tower building. It's great.
Anyways, we're getting really off topic.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme. Yes,
so...
Yes. Very. I bet you check on this next.
Let's go to mobile gaming Galaxy SR now.
Well, this feature topic is kind of like a combination of two. First, do any of you enjoy gaming on like your phones and iPod? Any of you
ever do that? I only play Pac-Man. No.
Pac-Man.
What game have I played of mine? I played this kind of beat
Angry Birds
game, music beat. Everyone's played Angry Birds, but I also played some music beat game. I can't remember what it's called on my actual phone because it's touchscreen. So you actually had to press it at the right time.
Games.
That's pretty much the closest I get to mobile gaming.
I don't do it that often. I don't play the mobile games that often. The only time I play is maybe when I'm in the car or waiting for like a meal at dinner. Yeah. And I don't whip out my phone when I'm at my house and just start playing Angry Birds.
In Japan, everyone has a DS. It's because, you know, we use trains a lot, and so it's much easier just to, instead of playing on your mobile phone, we can just actually get something decent.
DS. Bring out back DS. Play.
Well, speaking of this new phone that's coming out called the Samsung Galaxy R is supposed to deliver console quality gaming.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What 1080p HD video playback on this thing? What?
Yeah. And it has NVIDIA's Tegra 2 mobile processor, and it comes equipped with a dedicated GeForce GPU, which they promise will deliver console-quality gaming.
That's amazing.
I'm getting that as well. Just saying what we've just been saying. Yeah,
I'm just looking at my iPhone right now, so I'm like,
who wants to play a console-quality game, though, on a phone? It's not the same.
When you're on a train, like me, like almost every single day?
Yeah, he's a trainer.
When you're on a train, but...
Or you're like on a bus or
on a boat.
If you live in Japan, yeah, you're gonna want to get this.
It's only out in Sweden. It says the Galaxy R is available now in Sweden, but will be released in other regions soon. No pricing or specific release dates have been provided.
Just a question. Why Sweden specifically?
I don't know.
What's Sweden got to do?
Is Samsung based in Sweden or something? Why? Why would they do that?
Samsung sounds like a Japanese company, but I don't know, to be honest.
Let's see, Samsung is, in fact, I have no clue.
I know right now Samsung's tied up in
lawsuits. To the Google machine.
Or the wiki. Samsung is, in fact, a Korean.
Oh,
it's Korean.
It's Korean.
Why is it in Sweden?
This makes sense. Okay.
South Korea. North Korea would never bring out something like this.
North Korea would never give us anything, to be honest.
Well, they would invent this, but they wouldn't share it to the rest of the world.
Exactly. Anyways, yeah. stop pissing off other countries and let's just continue.
How many is that now?
Like six. 4, 6, 7, six. 25, 30.
We're getting there. Sorry to more Korean friends, by the way.
I think maybe one of the reasons why it released in Sweden is because right now Samsung is tied up in lawsuits with Apple because Apple's trying to sue them over their new tablet. They're suing them over their new phone, the Galaxy S2, which is why it hasn't come out in the United States yet. Because they're suing them because they think their phone looks too similar to their own. So,
How can you sue someone for that, for looking similar?
There's a link. If you click on the link that I have in the overlay, the Samsung Galaxy S2 basically looks exactly the same as this phone.
And that's like suing a model. Looks exactly like you. Yeah, I would do it.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't. Apple just doesn't like it because they're taking their money.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I don't like Apple iTunes anymore either.
I only use Apple for iTunes and all that good
iTunes
stuff.
iTunes.
I have the iPhone, so that's what I use it for. Just because I don't like Android, because it's not as smooth and it's not as smooth as the iOS.
I also use a Mac for my editing. Oh, that's what I use. I have two computers: my Mac laptop and my PC.
I have a Mac laptop for editing too. Yeah. But the new Mac laptops are supposed to not have DVD drives. That takes me off.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that.
I don't want it.
I don't want it either. They're supposed to be they're supposed to be copying. They're basically porting over all their laptop models into a MacBook Air slim design. So like, they've currently took out the regular MacBooks and replaced it with the MacBook Air, and the MacBook Air model. And now in the future, all these rumors and stuff have leaked out onto the internet that they're planning to do the same thing with their MacBook Pros. So,
hey, exactly.
Everyone just get PC. Mac sucks. Just don't.
Yes.
Care.
No, you can't. Macs are actually quite good.
They're good, but you can't do as many things as you can on a PC.
Yeah, they're a bit expensive as well.
In my opinion, they're only good for editing. That's the only reason I have my Mac.
Yeah, if you're a music or video editor person, get the
Mac.
Yeah.
And that's where I have all my game designing programs on it, too. It's really compatible with that. Oh, God, it's raining and it's storming here. Woo!
Let's keep going. If you just connect again. Conveniently for the recommendations part for the second time.
But you design video games with Macs? That doesn't... I know most video games.
It's really compatible, but it's not very reliable at the same time.
Yeah.
Compatible, but not reliable. Sounds
that like... makes sense.
Moving on to our next segment, this is where we go around a little round table, talk about games that we recommend playing and upcoming games that we are looking forward to.
Lovely cheesy music, by the way. Lovely cheesy music.
Lovely cheesy music. Yeah. We haven't heard the music yet, but we know it's going to be cheesy.
Exactly. It's always going to be cheesy.
Yes.
Holy Jesus Christ, this rain... Oh. Whoa.
You can hear this. I can actually hear that. Anyway.
Oh, I'm looking at the news right now. It looks like there's gonna be a tornado. That's not good.
Brilliant.
Next thing we know, we'll hear Ryan screaming.
Anyway. And there goes our host.
Let's continue. Anyways, sorry. How is this storm increasing my internet?
That's impressive.
You live in Japan. I mean, you're
don't bend the
you're hundreds. You're hundreds of years ahead of, like, anything that we have technology wise. Yes.
Okay, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's a good.
I didn't really know where I was going with that, but
it's a very nice compliment. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's just keep doing this before the storm hits my house and then I die. And
yeah, we don't want Ryan dying. Okay. We need him next week. So, Ben, what have you been playing? Do you have any games? Yeah, do you have any games that you recommend getting?
Rusty Hearts.
Besides the ones you recommended last week.
Get a closed beta key, people. Get that closed beta key. It's easy to get. Unless you're in Europe for some reason.
Unless you're me and you don't know any of your passwords for any of your emails because you're retarded.
And half the countries in Europe can't actually, play it for some odd reason. Other than that, I recommend Terraria.
Yes, yes, very good. Very good game.
It's pretty much like a 2D Minecraft, but more real estate. It's quite funny that way.
And they have all these really good updates,
and
too.
And more adventuring and more killing.
And more you can actually add more artistic features than Minecraft, because you can't make a statue in Minecraft. Well, you can, but
you can.
It's not the same.
It takes effort. But yeah. That's super big thing, because you can make quite a few things. Let's see. There's also... What else can you say, Dry? And there's a recent new update. Well, not recent new update. There's going to be an update coming soon where they're planning to make an invasion of civilization that will actually build their own sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you told me that.
Yeah. If you leave
that
them...
That doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds pretty good because
an
you
invasion
can kill them.
Of civilization?
Sort of like
well,
that.
You, yeah, no, it's not they invade you. It's you invade them.
Oh.
It depends. They could probably invade
well, I like
you
invading
as well.
People.
You have to wait. And they could end up building something. And if they build up more, if they keep building up more and more and you let them do that, the reward's going to be greater, even though they'll be harder to kill.
So basically you have a choice. You can kill them at the start and just kill a few people, or you can wait until they build an entire population. And then you go in with a few of your friends and massacre an entire population. And then rob their country.
Yep, there's also the fact that you can also get invaded by goblins. You usually get attacked by 100 of them, depending on what your health is. If you have about 200 health or more, you add another extra 50 for each player who has 200 health or more. And I ended up in an invasion of 400 goblins.
You told me that, yeah. That's how you got your nitro boots or whatever?
My rocket boots, so I can now fly everywhere. I love
it. Yeah, and I hate you for that. And you need to play on a meaty, because you're too overpowered.
I haven't actually got my best weapon yet. I'm trying to get work on that. Anyway, other games I recommend. I haven't really got any in mind anymore. I would say Final Fantasy XI, if you want to play with me. But I'll definitely will. So, yeah. Let's go with that. Chantelise as well.
Maybe. Yes, very, very.
Do you have any games coming out this fall that you're looking forward to, besides the ones that you talked about last week?
Yeah.
There is, actually. Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider. That looks interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some gameplay of that.
Trailers.
E3. Yeah.
It looks
so pretty good.
It's like a bit, obviously, revamped. It looks quite interesting.
Yeah, it's not the same as the original Tomb Raider games.
Yeah, but it looks like it's something we'll have to watch. And what to get if it is quite good.
It looks more like an action-adventure game. Mm. Yeah.
Isn't that what Tomb Raider is?
Well, no.
It's more puzzles.
Yeah, the original Tomb Raider is more puzzles, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd definitely say get this one. Try and at least experiment with it. Rent it first and then buy it.
Rent it? What?
You have to make sure you like it.
Yeah,
if it ends up being a crap game, like... Modern Warfare 2, and you buy a full price game.
Modern Warfare 2 is. I liked Modern Warfare 2 when it came out. I don't like it anymore because I'm sick of it now.
Anyways.
But literally, it looks good. It looks very good with some stuff. Visuals look amazing, and the new person they've based it on is quite nice.
Get it for PS3.
There we go.
Okay.
Don't go with the Xbox bandwagon.
There's also Silent Hill Downpour, but I don't know what that's going to be like.
Never
Silent
heard of
Hill,
it.
The new one?
Is it a new one, or is it like a remake?
It's a new one. It's a new one. I think it might be a remake, though.
Yeah, because I know they just...
It's a remake of the first one.
All the Silent Hills sucked. Well, I think, all the Silent Hills that are currently modern sucked, in my opinion. Like, all the way up from 5.
Well, they just remade the first 3 or something. Put them in like a little bundle pack for the PS3.
Completely wrong. This is actually a new one. Silent Hill Downpour is the new one. It is the new one. It's literally titled Silent Hill 8 in this case. It is literally the 8th game in the series. So,
I just hope it's not going to be a failure like Homecoming. Homecoming wasn't bad, except it didn't feel the same. It just, there was no, I wasn't scared during the entire thing. It was too action-y.
Okay. Is that all you're looking forward to, Ben?
Well, the usual other stuff, but yes.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Let's go say yes. I can't really look forward to many games after a whole certain stuff. But...
How about you, Ryan?
Well, I recommend currently right now, you should get, like what Ben said, Terraria, Tianlis. You should, if you're into RTS, you should probably get Rome Total War, Medieval. And unless you're a graphics whore, you should probably, unless you're a graphics whore, just get the originals like Medieval 2 and Rome. If you like, unless you're a graphic, if you're a graphics whore, go for Empire Total War and Shogun. Or unless you want to make, you know, really cool movies,
they will not disappoint.
Yeah. The first Total War is always better.
If you're looking for a classic fun game, though, they will disappoint.
Yeah, Rome. And if you're into FPS, just get Team Fortress 2 and don't play any other game other than Counter-Strike. And if you're into zombie killing, Killing Floor, the two Left 4 Deads, and Dead Horde, good indie game.
Don't buy Left 4 Dead 1, because Left 4 Dead 2 basically has every single campaign Left 4 Dead 1.
No.
All except for like 1 or 2.
Get Left 4 Dead 2.
No, yeah.
Both games basically combined.
And you get your melee weapons in there.
Yeah. Get Left 4 Dead for the unique custom maps. Those custom maps are much better than Left 4 Dead 2 custom maps.
That is true.
If you're into the modding community, yes. But if you're just going for the regular game,
The modding community is what kept the game alive. Even if there was no mods, the game would be dead within a few years.
That's why Morrowind is still going even now.
Yeah. Anyways, even though I'm kind of against Blizzard, I go for World of Warcraft. It's still a very fun game, and especially with the new expansion, being leaked, and also the new raids and instances coming out, like the one on Deathwing, which is going to be coming out soon. I've heard from a few players.
Well, now the only problem with this is if you haven't played WoW before and you have to start up from the beginning, you're gonna get to the end game in like a year.
You have to
grind through like 85 levels to get there.
Dude, you can get to level 85 within a month.
Well, that's if you're really hardcore about it.
No, not really, dude. Ever since Cataclysm came out, people have been leveling ninja fast.
Really?
It's amazing. I didn't play
Cataclysm.
If you're playing in Wrath, then don't play it. It wasn't worth it. But if you play Cataclysm, the questing is so much fun, the mechanics are so much fun. But once you reach 85, it does get dull. Let's just go with that.
I stopped playing WoW after Wrath, so I have no say in this.
I recommend Minecraft, and I really recommend StarCraft 2. It's godly. I recommend the original Diablos, and don't get Diablo 3. Please don't. For the love of God, please do not get Diablo 3.
I recommend the world.
World peace.
World peace.
I recommend not ganging up on us, since we just insulted
everyone.
About everybody now.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And that's basically it. And also, the upcoming games, just get War in the North, Skyrim, and all those goodies. Just don't get Diablo 3. If you do get it, I'll find where you live and kill you.
Whoa. And okay.
There's someone else who is now turned into more enemies.
We're staying explicit now.
We are.
And we'll be under surveillance by Homeland Security and all that good stuff.
And even
I'm not joking, by
MI5. Oh, see? This is not good. But we can move on quickly.
Yes,
I know people around
Let's move on to me.
To go to Chandler's.
Okay.
You're not important.
Well, games I recommend. I just played through Metro 2033 for a second time because I originally beat it on like the normal difficulty, so I decided to play it through on the highest difficulty again. It's a really fun game. If you're looking for a good action game that has a good story and will give you a little fright, I don't know, a little scary, Metro 2033 is definitely the game you want to play. Basically what the story is you are among one of the last few remaining humans on Earth after a nuclear war breaks out. Basically all the people that were in the train station, I forget what it's called, I don't know why, but it's a train station in Russia, Moscow, and apparently the train station is a nuclear bunker, and it actually is today in real life. So everybody that was in it survived when the nuclear bombs went off in Russia. So, and then all these weird creatures started appearing out of nowhere after these nukes go off, and so you're among the last remaining humans fighting off these strange creatures and fighting off against other humans as well as people try to steal supplies from you. I don't know. The story is very large and dynamic, so it's kind of hard to explain, but that's pretty much the big gist of it. I definitely recommend it since it's been out for 2 years now, I think, so the price has definitely gone down. I think it's like $20 or something on Steam, so it's definitely worth a look. I recommended this last week, but it's pretty fun. I've been playing it a lot this week. Medieval 2 Total War, good RTS. I love it. Yes, I don't know. I don't have too many games to recommend that I didn't recommend last week, so because I haven't really.
Deus Ex Human Revolution. Deus
Human? That, no, no. That game's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Don't play it.
It's one of the best games I've ever played, and has so much replay value.
Oh, there is a game I need to keep looking out for. I just remembered. Sorry about that. I can't remember what it was called. Sorry, that's the annoying thing.
And well, actually, one more game that I recommend. I played it when it launched, but I just realized that they now have a free trial for the game too. It's called Rift. If you're new to MMOs, like you haven't played MMOs before, and no. You're looking to jump in, if you're looking to jump into MMOs, Rift is definitely a great MMO to do that.
It's really confusing, actually. It is, dude.
I like it. Really confusing. It's pretty much every single MMO that's come out in the past combined into one, pretty much.
You get, you get 5 talent trees opened, and, warriors can peel, and it's just a really confusing game. But once you reach max level, then it's really fun. Yeah.
Well, what it is each class has – there's 4 different classes, and each class has – I forget what it's called because I played the free trial, 2 weeks ago. Each class has 9 separate subclasses. So basically what you can do is you can choose to be – basically, you can choose to be a DPS class, you can choose to be a healing class, you can choose to be whatever you want. Yeah, you can be a tank, or you can be a combination of all those different kind of classes. So basically, you can
be a hybrid.
Yeah. So basically, you can be whatever you want in the game. So it's really fun.
Except the thing is, you have 9 different talent trees. People get really confused. What if you end up messing up on your tree and you end up sucking?
Then you restart. You can reset it and do it all over.
Except 9 different talent trees in a thing.
You can create more than one.
Yes, but it's just really confusing for people who are new to MMOs.
True.
Yeah, really amazingly confusing. Because when you see a mage class, you think, I'm just going to be a DPS. No, you're going to be a healer too. You're going to be those little arcane fire.
You don't have to be a healer. You can choose to be,
and then you end up.
Each different class, when you choose them, it describes them in the description. If you read the description, then it even has it'll say this is a support, this is a healing, this is a damage class, and then it describes what it does. So if you read, you should be fine. if you just select random, if you think the title sounds cool, then you're screwed. So please read it.
All right.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yes. Upcoming games that I'm looking forward to that I didn't recommend last week, probably the big games. Uncharted 3, for sure. I love that series. What else am I looking forward to? I don't know. I'm trying to remember the games I recommended last week, but I'm looking forward to Battlefield 3. I recommend The War in the North, so I didn't. Not going to do that. I'm looking forward to Skyrim. It's been years since Oblivion released, so kind of be nice to jump back into that.
Yeah.
That world. So, yes.
Skyrim! Sorry.
Okay. Moving into what would be our final segment of the week, community feedback, but we did not have any community feedback this week.
Well, we got feedback on down videos, mainly.
Yeah, we can give a little shout-out to that. We did get feedback on... it was one of our Lord of the Rings Online gameplay videos.
Yeah.
See if I can find it. Give a little shout out to the two people that commented.
I'm not sure if they were spam bots or not, but
yeah, they have very weird names. But they basically said thank you for putting this post up. One person was like, "Thank you, I enjoyed the video." So Thank you for the comments.
That's a very odd comment.
And if you look at the L4D No Mercy, the hospital one, there are certainly a lot of details like that to take into consideration. That's a great point to bring up. I offer the thoughts above as general inspiration, but clearly there are questions like the one you bring up where the most important thing will be working in honest good faith. Well, thinking about this...
Save your breath.
Someone
left a comment on one of our Left 4 Dead videos describing nurse graduation jobs. Yes.
And I'd like to I'm going to go check that out.
That's
what
a spam.
Video is it?
That's the hospital.
I think it's because the reason it's called the hospital is the main problem. this is why it showed up there.
The spam bot probably detected that keyword. So,
and the other than that, it is inspiration of us killing zombies, or in this case, you.
I can't believe I forgot. The last game I recommend is Sanctum. Yeah, let's go. I just had to get that out.
Sanctum. Okay. Well, anyways, back to community feedback. We did not have any this week, but if you wish to be a part of this, what you can do is you can comment on our weekly post that we'll have up each week before we record our next episode, where you can leave a comment and you can ask a question, you can give a little tip, you can just give a little shout-out, say something that you accomplished this week in one of your games, anything that you want. We'll read it off here on the podcast, but you can leave that comment on the community feedback post that goes up on our site, gameavid.com. Or you can also shoot us an email at contact@gameavid.com.
Exactly.
And that basically sums up where you can find us too, which was our last segment. So basically spoiled that. Well, you can find us on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at GameAvid. And you can find us at our YouTube channel at GameAvid Video.
And you can find me in Tofu. You just get off the airport and then you take a right. You just keep going straight. You'll find an averagely big house.
It's not going to be there anymore because a tornado apparently came through.
And then mine's ring the doorbell, and then I will come with a sword, and then you will die.
And it would be brilliant.
Okay.
But other than
and
that,
I'll sacrifice.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
We don't want to lose actual listeners. But
and I'm just kidding. I'll just take you out to dinner, and then if you're a girl, and if you're a guy, then
take you out to dinner again. I don't like where this is going.
But let's keep going with this.
Bond dodge.
To go back on topic, if you have any jingles, any actual jingles we could use, also go to contact@gameavid.com.
If you have any music that you could recommend for segments or segue music, closing or intro music, anything, please let us know.
Because we don't want me singing.
We're going to have that.
Preferably
after this episode's done, we're going to record Ben singing some type of song.
Brilliant. There we go.
Okay. On that note, thanks for listening, guys. This was episode 2 of the Game Avid Show. Please tune in next week.